The name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The talk of today has two sections. One section I'll say in 2 minutes, and the second section, Uncle Amir is going to talk to us about the visit of the Lord to the disciples and Thomas, who didn't have enough faith in his heart. The first part is after the beautiful energy we have in the Passion Week and in the eve of the Easter Eve. We had a very strong spiritual energy. We spent the full week with the Lord and we listened to many sermons, and we had a feeling of repentance in our heart. It was a beautiful week. But after that, straight away, when we have the 50 days coming, we are very relaxed spiritually. And it reminded me of someone who is in a strong diet, and he put a goal to lose 10 kilograms, for example. And after losing 10 kilograms, he became very relaxed, so eats a lot. So he gains the 10 kilograms in a no period of time. This is exactly when we take it so easy and so relaxed during the 50 days. So I would like, really, in the first week after resurrection, to remind you that if you gain some feeling of repentance, don't lose this feeling. If you gain some discipline in your prayers and in your reading your Bible and in coming to church often, don't lose that feeling, please. We have charged that for the full year. So don't allow in the 50 days of joy and of resurrection and of eating all types of lovely food that we have been not eating for some good time to lose our spirituality. Keep this spirituality, please. Put your eye on this spirituality. Put your eye on prayers. Put your eye in reading your Bible. Put your eye in attending the church, so that you are not going to lose this energy. It's a beautiful energy. It should last with you very long time. So these 50 days is a day that I read my Bible. I remember the days of the Passion Week, and I continue in my spirituality, so I don't lose this beautiful time I spend with the Lord during the Passion Week. Second part, Uncle Amir Hanna is going to talk to us about the gospel of today.
A great commission which the Lord has given to his disciples when he said he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. But Thomas, called the Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. Very important to recognize that the Lord Jesus Christ has established in his church a very important sacrament, which is the sacrament of priesthood, where he said to his disciples and to their disciples, or the ones who ordained by them, that they have a commission to be able to forgive sins. Now, forgiveness of sins does not come without the blood of Christ. Very important that a person who comes and says, I would like to receive forgiveness of sins, that first of all he is a baptized person. He's a Christian person who recognizes the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior. Sometimes we look at the Lord Jesus Christ as a good teacher. Yes, he is a good teacher. We look at him as a miracle performer. Yes, he's a miracle performer. But most importantly, we have to recognize that without the Lord Jesus Christ, we would have been condemned to hell. Are we aware, each of us, that the Lord Jesus Christ is a Savior of the church? Yes, we agree. But is he my personal Savior? Do I have a relationship with him that I always thank him for the salvation he has given me? Do I always remind myself that without the salvation of Christ, I would be condemned to hell like any other people who don't believe in Christ? Now, some people might think that salvation needs a study. Salvation needs someone to be educated, so someone to be a theologian. But the Lord Jesus Christ said to us, if you eat my body and drink my blood, you abide in me and I abide in you. Now it doesn't matter if you are educated or not, if you can see or not, if you are learned or not, if you are a man or a woman or a child, is one thing which is common among all of us, that we have to eat. So the Lord Jesus said, fine, if you want my salvation, eat my body and drink my blood. Eat my body and drink my blood. And in the last Thursday, he said, this is my body, and he offered a piece of bread and he prayed on it. And this is my blood, and he offered real wine and he prayed on it. And he gave it to his disciples. He gave it to all of them except Judah, who went after the whatever the Jewish Passover was. He took off and went. So all the disciples learned from the Lord Jesus Christ that the church needs to be nourished with the body and blood of Christ. When we want to be nourished with the body and blood of Christ, there are conditions. As I said, first of all, we have to believe. Second of all, the Lord has said that even in the Old Testament sacrifice, he said any soul which approaches this sacrifice and eats with it, with its sins on it, that soul will be cut off the people. He didn't say he didn't say that the sin is in it. Every one of us carries the sin of Adam. Every one of us has the nature of sin. But some of us, as a result of that, could sin and not repent, or repent and not confess our sins. That means that I approach the body of Christ with my sins on me. And that's very important to realize, that when we approach the body and blood of Christ, we are approaching a real heavenly gift, but in the meantime, it's a consuming fire. We are encouraging all of you to have communion, but we also urging all of you to have communion while you are worthy of it. None of us is worthy. However, through the forgiveness of the blood of Christ, through receiving the gifts of this forgiveness with repentance and confession, then we are able to eat and drink the blood and the body and the blood of Christ. Very, very important to remind us that a church without an altar is a church very short of Christ. Sometimes you go to a church and they don't have an altar. They don't have the body and blood of Christ offered on the altar. He said, by offering this body and drinking my blood, you remember me. And sometimes it's a bit strange to us when we see some churches have a sign outside and they say, communion the first Sunday of the month. Fine. So the first Sunday of the month, you remember Christ. How about the other three Sundays? He said, do that in remembrance of me. So every time we meet to remember Christ, we remember him through eating his body and drinking his blood. We remember him through reading his gospel. We cannot do one without the other. And that's why we say, if you don't attend the liturgy of the word, you cannot share in the body and blood of Christ. You cannot just enter while Abuna is giving communion and enter and have communion. You must first of all attend the liturgy of the word, because the word of God is the reason of our understanding and the reason behind us getting into the kingdom of heaven. And eating the body and blood of Christ is the reason behind us abiding in Christ. If we look at the history of the church, we find that the early church, they always met together in a happy meeting. And what they did, they were praying and offering the body and blood of Christ in the breaking of the bread. They always broke the bread. Two disciples were walking along the road, and Jesus is walking with them. the disciples were going to the city or the town called Emmaus. We call them the two disciples of Emmaus. And the Lord Jesus, the greatest preacher, was preaching them, was speaking to them about Christ, was speaking to them about the Old Testament prophecies, was telling them the facts of the relationship between the Old Testament and the New Testament. But in spite of this preaching, their eyes were closed. When he sat with them and he started to break bread, their eyes were opened. And they recognized that this was Christ. So you cannot have a church without altar. You cannot have a service without communion. Do this in remembrance of me. Very important to say that if I want to remember Christ, it's good to sing songs about Christ. It's good to reading the Bible about Christ. But it's very important that the Lord said, you must eat my body and drink my blood. And why eating and drinking? Because it doesn't matter if you are educated or not, if you are learned or not, if you are theologian or not, you need to eat and drink. So the Lord made it very simple, while it's very precious, but made it very simple, that if we want to enter the kingdom of heaven, we must eat and drink. We must eat the body of Christ and drink the blood of Christ. And that's why the most important part of the church is actually the altar, where we offer the body and the blood of Christ. The most important mission of you when you come to church is to take communion. But you cannot take communion willy-nilly. We must have communion while we have confessed our sins, while we are recognizing Christ as our Savior, while we are people who also take communion of the Word of God. That's why, as I said before, you cannot take communion without attending the liturgy of the Word, where you listen to the readings, especially the Gospel. So the church is giving us a full meal today and giving us a means of life which is suitable for important life and important success, and it is given in a very simple form. Eat my body and drink my blood. Historically, as we see, the church was always around the communion. Our church has insisted that there is no meaning of having a Mass without communion, so every time you come here, there is a Mass and there is a communion. We are urging you at this time of the year to remember that if we fasted, if we prayed, if we attended the resurrection play and the resurrection Mass, all of this is to bring us back to the basic principles. Reading his book, eating his body, and drinking his blood, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.